We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, once again, we discuss power line communication on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, comments, call me anytime in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. This evening, we would like to try and get calls towards the end of the show because there's a lot of material that I would love to present. And if you do call in, you're welcome to call in and sit and listen. And at the end of the show, there'll be like, 15 minutes, and you can ask questions, make comments, whatever you like. This show in particular, though, I'd really love to get this information out. Okay, Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone. 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com /wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this call. It is free and would love to see you in there. It is targetedmass.chattango.com. chattango.com. Today, the Schumann resonance is at 43. Nominal, of course, is 7.83 hertz. So it is very high today. And Murr Bailey in the chat says that it was 90 this summer, and I recall that. But we are once again discussing power line communication. Some of the information is coming from Cypress Semiconductor, and the date on this is 8/17/11. And there's not really that much information out there on the topic. Power line communication, a straight up definition, is a communication technology that enables sending data over existing power lines. This means that with just power lines running to an electronic device, an example, one can both power it up and at the same time control or retrieve data from it. The implications of such a system are staggering. This system could eliminate thousands of miles of TV cables lines, and fiber optics. I thought that it was the system of the future, but there is a hideous attribute that no one has considered except for the perps or operators. This is another way for them to spy on you, if nothing else, or possibly another way for them to attack you from their tiny studio apartments. They have but to plug the device into the wall. They can then pull up an electrical grid map of your city, then your address, and then they are in your home. The attack protocol is uncertain, but this could be the V2K that you are hearing all around your home. I have always thought that the V2K and the attacks are directed from two separate devices. V2K, as you know, is not something that can be heard in your head, but outside of your head, everywhere. I have opened my freezer, refrigerator, and other objects only to find that the perps are messing around, playing around, and just putting the voice where they want to. They also can project the operator's voice from thin air or up in the corner of the room. They can access cameras and any other smart devices in the home. The publication that I have gleaned some information from is, as I have said, dated 2011. So there have been some extreme advances since then. The system has hardly been engineered for the consumer. There are few devices available for the public, although this is where the term smart grid comes from. The grid is smart, as any one component of a system can be monitored from a central location or from a device such as a tablet or a smartphone. Central locations monitor every conceivable part of the power grid. Example, one cell of a solar panel is defective or becoming unproductive. They can locate the panel, and then the tiny single solar cell that is defective. There is, however, a danger to the grid from outside sources, as PLC enables the power companies to use networking in conjunction with the grid, making it increasingly more vulnerable to hacking. Example, there is a device available on Amazon that is PLC. Let's say that you do not have internet access in the upstairs bedroom. Problem? No. Just plug in a network interface cable into the device and plug it into the wall. Plug the other one into the room where you want the access. And this is all done through your house wiring. It's not done through anything wireless. It's not done through anything cabled, except for the cables from the computer or modem to the device. So that is one instance right there. The power companies do not want to discuss PLC. I have called several. All I get is the runaround. Well, we don't know anything about that. Or basically, we don't want to know anything about that. Most of them know nothing about it. They claim to know nothing about PLC until you really press them about the issue. The reasoning is that under the right circumstances, they can possibly see through the cameras, as I have said, that you have mounted around your home for security. Maybe the camera mounted on your computer. One thing is definitely for sure. They are in your home, everywhere. I once did a test myself with PLC hardware back in 1993, before I was targeted. The device was simple. I plugged the controller into the wall, plugged the mate to it into another room downstairs, and I could dim an incandescent light bulb or turn it on or off. I took it a step further. I left the light bulb where it was and took the controller across the street to a neighbor's house, and the controller would perform the same functions as if it were plugged into my bedroom. I then knew that this technology had a future. There was no Wi-Fi. This device transferred signals through the AC wiring in my home, through the utility pole cables, to my neighbor's house. I expected to see the technology crop up everywhere, but it did not. Today, the smart grid is the primary use for it. PLC technology offers a unique means of communication for a power supply system, which takes full advantage of the wide coverage of power line installations without having to lay dedicated lines. The technology has attracted the attention of power producers as well as users. Like RF wireless modules, it's easy to embed PLC modules into electrical meters. Okay, so these are smart meters, and your power company has a choice of using radio frequency wireless modules or PLC modules, which would emit far less radiation. This being said, there is far less RF emissions coming from a meter that is using PLC communications versus the wireless communications. My understanding through research is that wireless meters transmit their information to one specific unit in the neighborhood, which will in turn transmit the data back to the power company wirelessly. Now we'll introduce the Lily Wave. Now, I know Eleanor White is going to slap me for this, but the Lily Wave, called a balanced bidirectional pulsed pair, invented by John Cunningham Lilly, is a carrier waveform that bypasses the mind's subconscious defense systems. It has been monitored via oscilloscopes, connected to homes, AC ground, and neutral of power lines. It can be used to transmit mind control via ultrasonic 1 through 10 megahertz and electromagnetic wavelengths 600 to 15 millihertz. Electromagnetic wavelengths transmit long and short FM wavelength radio waves and TV, telephone, wireless signals, or energies. They are also responsible for transmitting energy in the form of microwaves and also infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet light, X-rays, and gamma rays. The lily wave can be neutralized via pink or white noise generators connecting to the non-voltage AC ground and neutral of the home's power grid. So that's a way to stop them in their tracks. Unfortunately, we have satellites. Satellites can track you seamlessly across the country. And the only other source that encompasses the globe is the Schumann resonance. Now, HARP is already responsible for directing large amounts of energy to the ionosphere. China has an installation of antennas as large as New York City. So there's another avenue. So we have satellites and we have the Schumann. The satellites can track you to within a foot of where you are. The satellites can also use that tracking information to attack you. We are not sure at this point in time. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are coming to you live once again from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss powerline communication on TM Radio. I'm very sorry for the audio inconvenience. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to Contact Information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. Questions? Call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, I'm going to dive right back into the topic because, as you all know, time is scarce. Okay, the goal was to find an electric current waveform with which animals could be stimulated through implanted electrodes for several hours per day for several months without causing irreversible changes in threshold by the passage of current through the tissue. Many waveforms, including 60 cycles per second, sine wave current, could apparently be used safely for these limited schedules of stimulation. They could not be used for the intensive, long-term schedule of chronic stimulation. Electric current passed through the brain can cause at least two distinct types of injury, thermal and electrolytic. The technical problem in chronic brain stimulation is to stay above the excitatory threshold and below the injury threshold in the neuronal system under consideration. This result can be achieved most easily by the proper choice of waveforms and their time courses, and less easily by the choice of the range of repetition frequencies and train durations. Previous waveforms used in the neuropsychology field. Okay, folks, you're going to commercial. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Gallen. Tonight, we discuss power line communication on TM Radio. And I'm going to get right back to it because we've had a continual audio issue, an echo in my headphones, but it's just straightened out. Okay, the previous waveforms used in neurophysiology and neurosurgery injured the neurons when unidirectional current passed through the brain. Dr. Lilly developed a new electrical wave form to balance the current, first in one direction and then, after a brief interval, in the other. Thus, ions moving in the neurons would first be pushed one way and then quickly the other way, stimulating the neurons and leaving the ions in their former positions within the neurons. So this was a major breakthrough in terms of mind control. This new waveform was called a balanced bidirectional pulsed pair, or the Lilly wave. Now, there are those who say that the Lilly wave doesn't even exist. But it is the principal wave that is used for mind control because it is brain friendly. It tricks the brain, particularly the subconscious, into thinking that everything is just fine, while the operators probe your brain. Microscopic studies of brains stimulated with this balanced pulse pair showed that there was no injury of the neuron networks from this kind of waveform. pulse pairs of current resulting from quasi-differentiation with passive electrical elements of a rectangular pulse measured at 2% of the peak. I know you guys, some of you don't understand some of this stuff, but it's part of it, and it's on the recording, so you can listen to it again and again because it is really important. The duration of the positive pulse upward is 34 microseconds, and the duration of the negative pulse downward is 28 microseconds stimulation. Our research and investigation has been going on since 2006. Now this, we are getting into a small town that has been affected by this. So in 2006, this small, tiny little town turned on the smart grid. This is what happens. In 2006, when the utilities turned on the global smart grid network in our town, the reason for the investigation is due to the constant noise being heard in our home and around our town. We have conclusive forensic evidence that points to the 902-928 megahertz unlicensed frequency band being used across the country and Canada to operating the mesh communication layer of the global smart grid network. Now this, the mesh, is actually a normal computer network that is meshed into the PLC network. The ARRL in the U.S. and Canada have filed numerous complaints citing the utilities are violating the FCC Part 15 rules. For those of you who would like a copy, I have a copy of FCC Part 15 in my files, and I would be welcome to mail it to you. This links our evidence of the 217 hertz, which is the audible, illegal, pure tone measured as per the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. Now, pure tones, as they will show, are dangerous to humans because they will cause deafness. Our evidence proves a constant tone in our environment, man-made, not allowed in our air as per the EPA Clean Air Act, which was adopted by Massachusetts in 1990. The 217 hertz is a demodulated pulsed frequency transmitting in concert with 902 to 928 megahertz spectrum for communication with the smart meters. There you go. Our one-third octave measurements taken as per Massachusetts Department protocol was confirmed by an acoustic engineer, revealing the 217 hertz is an illegal pure tone, once again causing deafness. Pulsing also occurs at 8.34 hertz. It is in exceedance of the mass noise pollution laws. The expert stated that the frequency is within human hearing range and would cause a disturbance, especially at night. We also have the affidavit of a certified forensic audio engineer who also confirmed the constant noise is the 217 hertz, a modulating pulse. The expert stated that the frequency is within human hearing range and would cause irreparable damage to one's ears. The measurements taken at our home, 5 miles away from our home, and during a major power outage were all identical fingerprints. This is the evidence the Massachusetts regulatory agencies have in their possession and have blatantly ignored and dismissed by closing the investigation for the third time. The Mass Department of Environmental Protection would not hire their own expert to do overnight pure tone measurements. They would not include the FCC in the investigation. They deferred to the utilities to do the overnight pure tone studies. The fox in the hen house, once again. The utility, National Grid, botched the overnight testing, both in our home and outside where they place the meters. The Mass Department of Environment Protection, Department of Public Health, and Department of Public Utilities did not come back to do the overnight pure tone testing as per their testing design. Instead, they closed our case with no reasonable explanation. I'm going to stop in about 2 minutes. If you'd like to call in, this is the time to do it, to ask questions. I'm going to allow the total end of the call from 9:45 to the close of the show for questions. National Grid USA and other utilities across the country turned on in 2006 the two-way communication fixed and wired AMI network. National Grid uses the Landis AMI technology. This is when the constant noise started radiating in our air. Carried by the interconnected power grid, turning the wires into one big continuous antenna and electromagnetic weapon. This must be stopped. Time for our engineers, professionals, and experts to pay attention to the biggest death weapon directed at the entire population while assaulting us with noise and dirty electricity 24/7. The latest research in Germany points to mobile communication radio waves. Okay, we have Papa from Tennessee. Come on in, Papa.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm like a bird on the wire.
Okay. You have questions?
All right, is that it, me, Frank? I'm sorry, I got the volume way down.
Okay, I'm just curious whether you had a question.
No, I'm listening in tonight.
Okay.
Waiting to see if somebody else does, and then maybe a comment later on.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, the timeline of the bees, bats, and birds' demise is late in 2006, early 2007. The timeline is exactly the time National Grid turned on their personal wireless mesh network layer for the smart grid in our town on Mount Wilcox, Massachusetts. Late winter, the noise began and the negative side effects as well due to the pulse signals. Signal from the base station transmitting the 217 hertz. There was and is no other cell tower within 5 miles of our home. So this explains why our cell phone works if you face it up toward the north in the direction of Mount Wilcox. The antenna, data collector tower, whatever they choose to call it, is filed under the FCC as personal mobile. There is nothing personal about it. The end user is not the public. It is for corporate use. Why aren't these antennas under investigation? FCC Part 15, once again. National Grid and all utilities using this wireless protocol are in violation of the Clean Air Act. They are radiating EMR noise pollution that is harming all living things. So this is something, again, they have something that is killing bees, hurting human beings, that will cause cancer. It will cause the demise eventually of everyone on the earth. This 217 hertz is detrimental to humans. It is a pure tone. It is illegal to broadcast a pure tone. They know this, yet they continue to do so. There may indeed be more than one type of hum, but since bees are so sensitive to particular frequencies, this is a worthwhile route for research, especially if hives resonate in response to the now all-pervasive EM fields. This is why the hum we are describing is not related to the historic hum mystery. As stated many times in research studies, the hum typically occurs in regional clusters and rarely within large metropolitan areas. The modern day hum we have timelined since 2006 is being heard everywhere, not in pockets, clusters, or regions. Our registry of people who are hearing the noise we describe are located all across the United States and the world. Cities, rural, urban, and the like, all can hear the noise we describe. And it is a current timeline. The pockets or clusters of the hum, some explained, are some still left in a mystery, could be related to electromagnetic interference, and the emissions could have been radiating on the power lines as well. But the reason this is ubiquitous is because of the pulsed RF signals of the wireless devices being employed by the PLC mesh layer, as I mentioned earlier, of the global automated metering infrastructure, which all or most of the population is exposed to. Okay, and these people have actually a recording of this particular hum, tone, and I can make that available as well.
Frank, can I ask a question?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, out of these people that have reported the tone that they're hearing, have they been able to rule out people that may have worked in music, people that may have been exposed to, you know, gunfire, things like that? Like, you know, I'm an avid shooter. No. You know, so military. So are we just seeing this hum or this tone in just everyday citizens that may not have been exposed to those things, which can cause tendonitis? So for further verification.
Yes, tinnitus is produced in this particular town. And it's tragic that power companies like this will violate laws, and I think a little money changes hands, and presto, you get to keep your frequency. Without this frequency, they cannot control the smart grid. That's what it amounts to.
Right.
Okay, there is a droning, drum-like, very low frequency, and there is a higher one. And you may hear one or the other or both. It's hard to make out some of this because, as I stated, this is a blog from this town. In the present study, we investigated the possible histopathological effects of pulse-modulated radio frequency fields. Now, this is a study that takes it to the thyroid gland using light, electron, and immunohistochemical methods. 2 months old male Wistar rats were exposed to a 900 megahertz pulse modulated radio frequency radiation at a specific absorption rate of 1.35 watts per kilogram for 20 minutes a day for 3 weeks. The RF signals were pulse modulated by rectangular pulses with a repetition frequency of 217 hertz and a duty cycle of a ratio of 1 to 8, pulse width 0.576 milliseconds or microseconds. To assess thyroid endocrine disruption and estimate the natural degree of pathology of the gland, we analyzed structural alterations in follicular and colloidal diameters and areas. Colloid content of the follicles and height of the follicle epithelium. Okay. You want to talk about something else? I'm ready. This town is an example. It's too bad that it's happened, but it's an isolated area, so that it is a controlled study. And I'm going to ask one of the gentlemen to join us in discussion, because it is just way out there. It's too much. Have you been in anything, Papa, where you've actually heard anything like this, or other than, you know, bass guitar or something like that?
Right, because that's a damn low frequency, especially when we started adding an extra string to that thing. You know, my son is working on a section in, you know, he's an Army reservist, and he's working on getting some of his other pins. And the radio frequencies, the, you know, radio technology and the weapons that they're using, I mean, it's not like the old days of the atom bomb test where they, you know, sent the soldiers out. They're a hell of a lot more careful, at least with the ones that are coming home to mom and dad, that may or may not be a threat to the national industrial machine.
Okay, Papa, we're going to have to go. It is just about time to close up shop here. I would like to thank you, Papa. I'd like to thank my listeners. And good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.